Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning.
And on Friday, we rounded off the week with Jason O'Callaghan, the hypnotherapist and the clinical psychologist. He's down at Thrive this weekend, down in the Marina Market. There's a big, massive event on down there. But he's up for talking to a couple of people who want to make changes in their lives. Talk to me about your good self.
Well, I suppose mine is a fear of flying, Neil. Well, it was a fear of flying up until last Friday. And then that changed to a fear of talking to you on the radio this morning. I'm absolutely sick all weekend. My husband has ruined my weekend.
Ah, that's a shame.
Because I had nothing to do with this. He actually rang in himself.
Ah, that's a, I'd have had a chat with you off air on Friday just so you could enjoy your bloody weekend.
No, I didn't sleep a wink last night, to be honest. So, yeah. So my fear of flying is grand. I'm cured. And thanks for that.
I'm so sorry I had that effect on you. I won't get over that.
I know.
Yeah.
But, I know,
so
yeah,
why would he have called me in the first place?
Well, I suppose I'm absolutely petrified of flying. It puts a huge kind of a kibosh on our holidays and our trips. It's kind of, I do fly if I have to. But normally, like, we'd kind of take the ferry, but it's really expensive, you know.
Expensive. It is expensive. I have to tell you, you're right. I'm taking a ferry from Rosslare to Fishguard, return in about 6 weeks' time with a motor car, two of us. And it's 700 euro. Would you believe it?
Yeah.
It's like a three hour crossing.
Well, I did it in September, Cork to Roscoff with a friend, and it was 464, that was the end of August. But the same crossing this year is 900. It's actually doubled.
Isn't that mad? And like, well, you wouldn't, yeah. I mean, I don't want to get into mine's bigger than yours, but like, that's a longer trip than my 3 hour one, which you don't, it's not as if you're booking a cabin. You're just a passenger on the deck, like.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is expensive.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely mad money. But anyway, so. What are you afraid will happen?
I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like the whole any part of flying. It starts as we're checking in, boarding. I just get all angsty then when we're on the plane. When it's taken off, it's like, oh, I just want to get off. I just want to get off. Yeah.
And are you flying? Yeah, go on.
When we're up there, I'm just constantly watching the air stewards. I'm like a meerkat, waiting to see the panic on their faces. I can't relax.
Meerkat.
I know my head is just, I'm just bobbing up and down watching them. If there's a bit of turbulence, I'm like, oh, Jesus, we're going down. Do you know?
Have a few gin and tonics in departure, isn't it?
I don't drink. Okay. I don't drink. Okay. So we did Dry January a couple of years ago and just continued with it, you know, so.
You never went back?
No, never went back. No, just.
That's another story in itself, in fairness to you.
It is, yeah. But the flying, it is just, you know, before when I did have a few drinks, didn't make a difference. Take a Xanax, it wears off. It's just, I don't know.
Why does it say that? I know why your husband got onto me, actually. He said he hasn't had a comfortable flight in over 40 years with you digging your nails into his arm, the pain and suffering.
Well, actually, no. That's an exaggeration, Neil, because we only met in 91. So he's a typical man now, exaggerating everything.
He also probably suffers man flu, I suppose.
Terrible, yeah.
01, yeah. 11, 21, yeah. Maybe it feels like he's married 40 years to you. Maybe that's what he means.
Yeah, probably. I say if he did this, you're obviously taking the man's side anyway, Neil, thanks very much. But you know, he could have been kinder and he could have just booked Jason for me instead of bringing you.
well, do you want help or not?
Huh. Oh, God, yeah. Well, do you know what? I was debating, will I answer the phone this morning or won't I? And I said, I can't be a coward again, you know? So here I am.
Don't be a coward all your life. Face your fears.
Oh, stop, I know. Yeah.
So on the 9th of June, has somebody actually booked you a flight?
Yes, yeah. My sons are coming home from Australia. So we're meeting them in France. And I can't take the car, so yeah, because we're doing a bit of travelling around there.
Okay.
So I have to be on that plane.
Okay.
And my youngest son then, he'll be turning 30 August, 12 months, and I promised him that I would go to Australia, fly out to him, because he's come home a couple of times, and so it's like...
How many kids have you got in Australia?
Two.
And how many kids do you have?
Two.
That's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is and it isn't. Do you know what? They're having a ball.
Totally agree with you there.
But yeah, we miss them terrible. And you know, you get on with it. You get on with it. But the closer it's getting out to them coming home, it's like you get more emotional, I suppose. You know?
Yeah. No, I mean, you would be, as a parent, delighted for them having a great life and getting on with life, exploring the world, a big adventure. But it's tough as a parent. Like, it's not as if, you know, it's not as if it's a 2-hour flight or a 3-hour flight. It's a long way away.
It is.
So we'll have to get you there, Sylvia, all right? We'll have to get you there.
Okay.
We're going to pull out the big guns on this one, right?
Okay.
And get you on those planes so you can live your life and hook up with Jason O'Callaghan so he can give you the tools to get over your fear of flying. All right.
Fantastic.
Now.
Yeah.
We will talk again on Friday to see if... when's the flight? The 10th of 9th of June?
The 9th of June, I think.
Oh, yeah. So we will talk again on a couple of occasions. We'll talk again on Friday, and then we'll talk again as you get closer to the flight, and then we'll talk to you after the flight and all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
So you'll be stuck with me for a while yet, okay?
That's okay.
All right.
Yeah. And maybe I can send Oisin loads of postcards from all my destinations, leave him at home.
Oh, yeah, he's in trouble now, isn't he, for over-egging the pudding and exaggerating.
He is, yeah.
Well, be kind to him. His intervention might make all of the difference.
Exactly.
Get you on a flight to Australia. We never know. You might do a few flying lessons up in Cork Airport. I don't know.
No, we're pushing your luck now.
All right. Well, listen, it's good to catch up with you. Nice chatting with you. We'll talk again by the end of the week. All right.
Okay, super. Thanks very much.
Take care, Sylvia. Bye-bye. Take care. Text 0868 104 106.